This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And the seats remain warm for social media companies in another hearing room on Capitol Hill today. And by the end of the day, Facebook will also release its quarterly results with profits and sale gains predicted for the 17th straight quarter. Yet lawmakers, if they were to more closely regulate digital ads because of this Russia business, that could change a major part of Facebook's business. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
To any marketer, the notion that a mere $100,000 in political ads on Facebook could have influenced a U.S. election, well, that says something.
That's a very powerful and influential platform, and they should probably run an ad campaign on it.
Mark Mahaney follows tech companies for Global Bank RBC. He says Facebook offers one of the best returns on investments for advertising, and this week's hearings won't change that. But Facebook having to hand over ad data and account for its business model, that does change its revenue outlook. Karen North teaches communications at the University of Southern California.
There's a shot over the bow saying, hey, wait a second, maybe some of this advertising isn't appropriate and wouldn't be lawful if it were, for example, on television or radio.
Social networks may not be able to keep selling just any ad to anybody. Facebook says it's hiring 1,000 ad reviewers. But government may eventually prefer to monitor and dictate the kinds of ads on social media, as it does for broadcast media. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.